What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, friends. We're back again. It's Fightful.com. I am at Joel Pearl. It's time for your post-impact wrestling post-show. It's been a while since I've done that. Anyway, it's November 16th, 2023. It's just us. It's just myself and the lovely Cresta Star tonight. The Ring of Honor crew had to deal with some technical difficulties on the Ring of Honor side, so we get the night all to ourselves. Cresta, we own the night once again. The feeling is back. How do you feel tonight?
We own the night. Okay, no. It was really good. Impact was good tonight. Also, it has been a long time. There's no Kate. There's no Reg. It's time to burn it down. Wrong show.
We're just making all the wrong calls tonight. But there's nothing ever wrong about leaving a thumbs up on the video and, of course, subscribing to us here at youtube.com/Fightful and over on FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business, the best $54 a year. All your scoops and exclusive news. We broke some news tonight, including Kenny King was asked and received his release from Impact Wrestling. Fightful Select reported that tonight just before Impact hit the airwaves. Of course, that meant something considering Kenny King was in a tag title match with his partner Shelton Jean against ABC. We'll talk about that in a little bit and much, much more. But that's just a little teaser about Fightful Select. We'll talk more about that later. Cresta Star, we're ruddering through. We're doing it. I'm calling this iteration of Impact where the matches are dreamy and the outcomes don't matter.
I mean, who doesn't love a good wrestling soup? It's good soup. It's good soup.
It's matches for match sake. It's not a bad thing. We got some banger matches tonight. Almost every match tonight had something going for it that was interesting. Osprey Alexander, I know we're going to talk at length about that match. Trinity and Sunny Kiss, there was room for that, of course. And then we talked about the Impact tag titles were on the line to open the show. There was something for everyone on the show, which I appreciate. And then they dropped some taping news that you and I had kind of talked about, but never really gotten firmed up. Well, the Mexico shows are happening. Yes. IBWF happened this past week in Toronto. I was not there. I was offered tickets and I decided against myself not to go. I just couldn't. I was busy. Let's just
scumbag.
Leave it.
Scumbag. The biggest scumbag in the business.
No, stop it. I'm not a scumbag. Either way, IBWF is going to air in 2 weeks. So I can tell you all now that I guess that, what is that, November 30th? We will not be here on November 30th. That will be a Ring of Honor solo show. We don't cover IBWF because it's not canon. It's not part of the show, but that's just what it is. The rest of Impact was good. Overall thoughts, do you have any?
Honestly, exactly what you said. A lot of these more matches for matches' sake. But I was thoroughly sports entertained. Honestly, Jordynne Grace and Kylan King stole the show for that mixed tag match. Honestly, truly. But this whole thing was, and I will say, I'll even give it a 5 out of 5. And let's say this is dream state because the Lucha curse was lifted.
It was. it finally happened, and we're going to talk about it. I think Conan had something to do with that. K-Dog definitely played a role in the Luchadors getting some victories. And again, that's going to play into what we're going to talk about with the tapings. We've already got a Humper chat that has absolutely nothing to do with us. So I'm going to read it anyway from Patchy Rick, saying this streaming service has one new show every week for maybe 2 hours if you're lucky. It's been over 30 minutes now. How does this happen? How I say that is specifically in regards to Ring of Honor, who had technical difficulties tonight, not the Impact stream, which ran on time like a Japanese bullet train.
Get into it.
$5. $5 on YouTube, I'm just saying. Or $1, $1.50, whatever it is. You can watch the weekly product, or you can, you know, get shows like Final Resolution that's coming up December 9th. We're going to be here doing a post show. I mean, I hope to be. It's in Toronto. I'm going to be there, so we're going to try and work something out. Maybe if it's the next day, but either way, we'll be covering Final Resolution, and that's part of the Impact Ultimate Insiders package for $5 on YouTube. So Patchy Rick, you start moving over to the Impact Zone.
Come on, baby. It's going to be TNA soon. Join us. Join us.
Folks, get your super chats in. Get your Humper chats in. Any Impact question statement read on the air. Let's talk about it. Impact Tag Team titles. Oh, by the way, BTI, there's probably none for the rest of the year. So unfortunately, George Iceman's locked up, put in cryogenically frozen status for the next month and a half.
Doesn't that technically make him Mariah Carey, because Mariah Carey comes out of a life for a life?
I mean, maybe. I was just going to say, doesn't that make him a literal Iceman?
That was probably more on, yeah, all right, I'm going to shut up.
Impact Tag Team titles on the line. Ace of Base defeat Kenny King and Shelton Jean. As reported by Fightful Select, Kenny King granted his release from Impact Wrestling. No idea where he goes next. Some people are thinking of ways to do it, but for me, I'm thinking what happens next to Shelton Jean.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in a second, but the match itself, smooth, easy, and fun. Crystal, what'd you think?
Commentary set Shelton Jean up to fail from the word go. They kept saying how sometimes Kenny King and Shelton Jean's chemistry is great, and other times, you know, it's kind of Shelton Jean's fault. It's about what he does outside of the ring. They also put over how Kenny King trained two out of the three people, because Chris Bay was under Kenny King's tutelage for a little bit. Super Kenny Chance, Joe Hendry is the worst. And there was a beautiful Tiger Driver from Kenny King for a two on Zachary Wentz. I think Kenny King looked really good. It's really sad to know that he's not staying there. I don't know. I'm happy for him. Good for you. I can't wait to see what you do next. Poor Shelton Jean eating a pin here, but come on, what you thought was gonna happen? What you thought? I'm excited to see what happens next for Shelton Jean. Maybe he actually gets like an actual push, actual run.
Kenny King had a good run. He came in, did the our favorite group ever to exist.
Honor No More, baby. No more Honor is no more.
Yeah, almost all of Honor is no more. Although, you know, they re-signed PCO, so there's that. And then you can never get rid of Edward Edwards, no matter how hard you try.
But hard to kill. That was named after him.
He is hard to kill. Will Ospreay did a good job of it, though. But with that in mind, Kenny King being one of the members of Honor No More to be on their way out the door, he had a good run. I cannot say that he didn't accomplish a lot. Won the Digital Media Championship, held it, and put some prestige behind it. Mm-hmm. Stuff with Joe Hendry. The team with Shelton Jean, I think you and I agreed. There was so much more that could have been with Shelton Jean and Kenny King. But now I'm interested in seeing where Jean ends up. I might even put him with Jonathan Gresham at this point. Let Gresham start a stable of younger talent and start, you know, playing that game. I wouldn't mind seeing Shelton Jean move over to that side of things.
It's also kind of like, I'm always curious when they have these guys who are in a group, jump from group to group to group, especially if you're not known as a tag team specialist. Myers doesn't bother me so much. I feel like Myers is a tag team guy. Same thing with Heath and Rhino. It doesn't bother me so much because those are like tag team guys who can do a singles run. Someone like Shelton Jean, I would expect at this point, let's see if he's got the sea legs. Let's see if he can do it on his own. He clearly has the in-ring talent. Don't know if he vies for the digital media or starts making a name for himself in the X Division. I just wouldn't put him with someone right away because I think that there's more to him than being someone's sidekick, if that makes sense.
You should pick up that FaceTime call. It's not from me.
All right. To be fair, my little brother called me and I hit the mute button immediately. So he called my roommate to be like, why did my sister just bang it on me? You know, I'm out here working, man. I'm working. I'm Jeff Jarrett, man. I never drew a dime. I got to work.
You got to get that shared calendar gimmick.
I gotta do something, man.
You got to turn on that do not disturb gimmick.
My do not disturb gimmick was on. My roommate said, Sean Rossat, turn it down, please.
That's amazing. Oh, Ace Austin and Chris Bay are so damn smooth. Austin hits that like a swing around the rope to kick Kenny King in the face. It was just Art of the Fold gets the finish on Sheldon Jean. They retain the tag titles. There's not much more to add. I don't know who's going to challenge for the tag titles at Final Resolution, but whoever it is, I'm looking forward to that match. Who do you think could challenge at Final Resolution for the tag titles?
My immediate thought was, let's do the Rascals. But no, y'all just ate some dirt tonight. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I don't know. Because I'm really trying to think of who is in Impact as a team. There's Moose and Myers, but no. Good Hands. Maybe I know I'm missing someone, but I feel like I have the same problem with the Knockouts tag division. There's a lot of Franken teams and like three or four actual teams, and those three or four actual teams are not like in the running right now, unless you do like a Bully Ray and Steve Macklin or something like that. I honestly couldn't tell you.
I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about everyone's kind of looking past Final Resolution, and I understand why. The Zack Sabre Jr. announcement was a big deal. He's coming in to do the main event. Him and Josh Alexander are teaming up to take on Motor City Machine Guns. So that takes out the Impact World Championship and the X Division Championship from having a match at Final Resolution. So the tag titles, it's probably going to be tag night. Knockouts tag titles will be on the line. World tag titles will be on the line. I don't know if Trinity is going to be there, but that's another person that hopefully will be there to defend her Knockouts title. Regardless, a big main event, but I don't know who Ace of Bays will take on. I know that Hard to Kill. I would love to see Ace of Bays take on Grizzled Young Veterans, maybe.
Oh, I literally. So as I was watching the main event, I said, I don't know if this was before my time, but I would have loved to have seen the North versus the Grizzled Young Veterans. Maybe it happened or maybe it hasn't happened. But in my mind, because I even like, beyond Impact, I even feel for Ethan Page a little bit, and I would love to see Ethan Page go back to Impact, because him in the North, those are one of the few things I remember from watching Impact here and there. Such a good tag team. I would love to see the North challenge, or like you said, a Grizzled Young Vets. I think that would be great. They're free now.
They're working. They've been working. They worked OTT over in Dublin and in the UK. They've worked DBW now a couple times. Yeah, no, they've been. They're done. They've finished up. So they're open for business. That's why I'm saying I want it.
That's a good call. I think Grizzled Young Veterans would be nice. And maybe I will get my pipe dream, because AEW is pretty friendly with Impact. And from the stuff I've seen, what Ethan Page is doing on Ring of Honor, you don't got that many, girl. So you might as well just go back here and do a couple of, they would be, I would pop, especially with TNA coming back. Stop it. Stop it. The North versus Motor City Machine Guns probably happened, but I want to see it. I didn't see it, but I want to see it.
Anything could happen. That's what we're doing here in TNA in 2024. Now it's just Impact. Again, I said this last week with SP3, by the way. Thank you, SP3, for filling in for Crest over that last week. I said it to SP3. I said, when Zack Sabre Jr. said, I want to work in an Impact ring one more time before whatever. He didn't even say before it becomes TNA. He just says, I want to work Impact. I quote tweeted the article and I said, well, Zach, you got a month. And then someone at Impact messaged me and were like, well, you know, hold your breath. It'll be there soon. So it's good to see ZSJ doing his thing.
That's really nice. And I know from my exposure to him in AEW that no matter who he wrestles, that's going to be a good match. Low-key wanted to be Alex Shelley, Josh Alexander, Jonathan Gresham. I'm gonna just end up naming people, so don't listen to me.
I'm just seriously interested as to how we get through the next, you know, 5-6 weeks of Impact tapings. We're gonna get to that shortly. MK Ultra have a backstage segment, a pre-tape that probably should have been on their exclusive fan site, and they're just saying, let us take you on a journey to the depths of your mind. MK Ultra controls the knockouts division, and then pain and suffering is inevitable. I say it once, I say it a million times, Cresta. MK Ultra are there to make people feel a very certain way.
Listen, you heathens and children of Sodom, God is watching. I know exactly what was happening here. Far be it for me to say it. Ask your parents. I enjoyed this promo because I like stuff like this. Not like that, but I think it was shot well. It's funny and it's menacing if you don't think too hard about it. But if you think too hard about it, the Lord is watching. That's all I have to say. The Lord is watching.
Oh, the Lord is watching Moose and Heath. As reported by Bible Select, Heath is done. His contract is up. He decided not to renew, so he is done with Impact Wrestling. This was his last match, at least for the time being with Impact. Moose won. This match was fine. I think one of the problems with any taped show environment is if you know contract statuses and it's well established, things like this don't really shock you. Myers ends up stopping Heath from hitting the house call. Instead, Moose gets the spear, gets the win. Post-match, Moose and Myers attack Heath. Rhino makes the save. And then they make the announcement that Final Resolution in Toronto, it'll be Moose versus Rhino. Some good animal-on-animal action. What do you think of the match, and what do you think of Moose versus Rhino at Final Resolution?
He said he was going to retire this man. That's crazy.
Listen, let me tell you right now, Rhino has been in this business a long time, and he is almost 50. He's 48 years old. He just turned 48.
He doesn't look it at all. That's Rhino looks great.
He's a human thumb. And I say that lovingly because I want to see Rhino in a suit, because it's just like it's a box with a bow tie when Rhino gets dressed up.
I'll take it. It's a robot. Somebody said he's the fridge. I don't know why that made me laugh.
He is a fridge. You can open him up and pull out a beer and he's there. AO sent a super chat saying Moose was Heath's first opponent in 2020. I did note that, and that's good stuff. Very fitting that Heath's last match would be Moose. And we're trying to put Moose on the right track as he ascends to that world title match at Hard to Kill. So, you know, storyline-wise, this makes perfect sense.
Yeah. And I feel like, too, you could also say, well, I took out Heath and he's gone. I'm not saying Rhino's going to retire. But he could say, I can retire Rhino, so you know what I'm about. Moose will burn down your house. That's all I got to say.
Battle of the Spears. It's going to be the Gore versus the Spear. Moose versus Rhino.
Yeah.
At Final Resolution. And it's going to be a fun match. I'm looking forward to it. I hope they add a little bit of plunder to it. Doesn't have to be hardcore, but let the referee give a little bit to it and have some fun with it. Other than that, you know, Heath had a good showing. Moose looked good. It was just one of those matches where you knew the outcome based on the news, and Moose continues his ascent.
Yes.
Let's shock the world, Cresta. What happened when luchadors face anybody in Impact Wrestling?
I literally wrote, what happens when luchadors go to Impact Wrestling as my first note? And then I said, lose. And then right above that in green, I say, the curse has been lifted. Not only did one luchador win, Three luchadors won. Impact said, listen, we know he was cutting up. And since this is the season of giving, I'm going to give the luchadors a win.
They were listening to us, Cresta. They've heard us complain for weeks and weeks about how the luchadors don't win in Impact. Black Tortoise, Laredo Kid, and Juventud Guerrera, the juice is loose as they defeat the Rascals, Trey Miguel, Zach Wentz, and the debuting Myron Reed. Now, this was a great showing for Myron Reed. It wasn't until the latter half of the match that Myron showed out, because at one point in my notes, I'm like, this isn't a very impactful debut for Myron. And then I went back and I erased the shit out of that line when he got towards the end of this match. Hoovy looks great, comes in wearing the mask, takes it right off. Conan's on commentary. They call it total nonstop action because it's a Lucha Rules mask. The luchadors win, and this works because November 26th, they're going to be doing the Mexico tapings that I've mentioned a bunch of times on here, and people were kind of like, what the hell are you talking about, Mexico tapings? Well, Impact and AAA are doing a joint production show, and that's going to be November 26th in Mexico. Bunch of matches that are interpromotional, and they'll be taping for Impact. But the match itself was fantastic. Let's talk about it. What where do you want to start with this six-person Bulls, Luchadors, and Rascals?
I have, much like from this point on, my notes get really minimal because this match was a slobber knocker. It was all over the place. It was great. My first note is Conan immediately saying to Matthew Ray, well, our partner is wrong. Very matter-of-factly, I would have loved to hear Taz and Conan on commentary at one point because I know that was debauchery. Before, like, even really things begin to pick up, the crowd is chanting, Hoovy, you still got it. This match was all over the place, and knowing what I know about Trey Miguel, how he really respects Lucha Libre, I know he was a kid in the candy store with Laredo Kid and Black Taurus. Wentz literally yeeting Hoovy off the top rope, like, get the hell out of here, after, Laredo Kid hit Wentz with the La Viva La Mexico with the DDT. You heard that in the camera. After that, I just end up watching it like this. This match is so good. Who cares who won? We won. The fans won. I encourage you, if you haven't seen it, like, I'm not sure, watch this match. Such a good match. Such a good match. Conan said, I would hate to have to follow this match. And the next match slapped. So it doesn't matter. Impact is great.
Dobby the Brain Heenan sent us a super chat. Thank you, Dobby, saying Myron Reed shined. Everyone killed it. Luchadors won. Hoping Myron Reed gets signed and sticks around. The Rascals trio would be perfect for the new TNA. And I agree with that. They hit their Dragon Gate triple drop kick spot, which I absolutely love seeing. And they were all excited for that one in the crowd. And Myron Reed's flame on was really cool. It's like a jumping cutter. He goes over the top rope and to the floor on Black Taurus. Taurus hits a midair spear on Myron Reed, who's coming off the middle rope, and then gets that destination hellhole for the win. I wasn't shocked that Myron ate the pin. He's new to this audience. I mean, the people in Chicago knew who he was, but the TV audience, they don't know Myron Reed. So him eating the L, that doesn't bug me as much. If this is to bring him back, I'm into it. If we can get some form of the Rascals, kind of, even if they win the tag titles back, if they do some sort of free birding the tag titles, I wouldn't hate that either.
Yeah. I mean, not for nothing, and I mean this with the utmost respect because I am completely enamored with TNA. In fact, if they brought in a trios title after all the how many titles they got, I wouldn't even be mad at that. I think there are enough people, especially if you want to do it intergender, there are enough people, loosey-goosey factions in Impact, that if you want to put people together or people who need to do something like a Sheldon Jean and Allen Angels, I don't know, and somebody else who needs to do something, this is a great way to elevate it. Or the triple X titles, like three X division titles and what, I don't know, something like that.
I don't think that they need trios titles in TNA. I'm happier if maybe they bring some triple A trios titles.
Okay, instead. Okay.
Again, Impact is that place where you're working, you know, twice a month. If you're a contracted wrestler to them, you're working a TV taping and you're working a live pay-per-view or event that's going on Impact Plus. As a result, you don't need to overdo it with your titles. You just need to have the right titles on your show. We are talking about the fact that, you know, Motor City Machine Guns hold two singles titles and are going to be teaming up at Final Resolution. So what could you do there? You could have a trios match for a trios championship that's not Impact or TNA specific. Okay. That would be okay. They did it with the Knockouts division. They had the Reina de Reinas championship in AAA because Taya Valkyrie won it and she brought it over, and then Deonna Purrazzo won it, and so she brought it over. There have been those working relationships within AAA and an Impact / TNA.
Okay, that makes more sense. I agree with that because I'm a big title person. I don't care because I think sometimes people can take something that's like even a 24/7 title, if you treat it with respect, can be a prestigious title. Like anything can be prestigious if you treat it with respect.
Yeah, like I'm seeing in the chat, what about replacing the Digital Media Championship with trios? I wouldn't. Because I think the Digital Media Championship is a great opening title for a wrestler. I think it's a good starting point for some. It also has some silliness to it. It's not quite WWE 24/7 title, but it opens you up to doing like the dot combat match where you have some fun with it. And that's fine. As a result from that, you can move on after you drop the Digital Media Championship, unless your name is Tommy Dreamer, at which point you're like, please just finish up. Sorry, Tommy, I love you.
Draymond!
And also, we've seen this in AEW. A trios championship has the possibility of hurting your tag team division if you don't have roster depth. And Impact does not have roster depth. And that's not a shot at Impact or TNA. That's more just the point of, we talk about subculture. You bring them in once in a while and it works, but they're not on full-time deals. There are very few wrestlers who are tag teaming in Impact, TNA, whatever you want to call them, who are on full-time deals. And that's fine.
And that's true. Like, I'm just thinking, like, how hard was it for us to think of just some tag teams to go against ABC? You're going to make a trios title? We totally forgot Champagne Singh and
Shira.
Shira, yeah. Like, no, that's a good point. Sometimes you got to Franken team it. Who knows? You might get a bar. Not everything's going to work, but sometimes you get the bar. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes you do find good teams like Bully Ray and Jordan Grace and Steve Macklin and Kylan King. We talked about this before.
Chris Bay
and
Austin.
There you go. Chris Bay and Ace Austin. They've put it together. Let's talk about Ray Grace versus Macklin and Kylan King. This was a Kylan King breakout match.
Yes.
This was a fantastic match. I love the story of Kylan King facing her teacher, her mentor, Bully Ray. Macklin and Bully Ray have problems. Bully Ray and Jordan Grace didn't respect each other going into the match. There's a lot of good stories that they're kind of tying up here, but this was very much a Kylan King match. This was good intergender work. And at the end of it, you got Jordan Grace hitting that insane Grace driver. They call it the Juggernaut driver. It almost breaks Kylan King's neck. Whenever Jordan Grace does this move, I audibly gasp because I'm so nervous about the outcome. I know she can do it. I know she can hit it. But every time she does it, she's got to get that last millisecond turn just to make sure that her opponent is safe and lands on the high end of her neck or whoever it is. Happened with Bully at the last pay-per-view of Bound for Glory. Happened tonight with Kylan King, because she is a tall woman.
Yes. And
Grace is not. But this was a good match that tied up some loose ends. Before we get to what happened after the match, tell me what you thought about the match.
Why is Jordan Grace and Bully Ray teaming together again?
Respect.
All right, because that's my very first note. Because Jordan Grace the entire time, I was like, I'm not tagging him. And when she actually tagged in, me writing it down surprised for commentary to be like, I can't believe Jordan Grace tagged in. I was quite surprised, but that was my only complaint. Like, it's giving wrestling logic. We respect each other. Bully Ray would put you through a table for a singular corn chip. So I don't understand that. I mean, I get it. Bully Ray, at first I didn't understand. I was unfamiliar with his game, but now I respect it. You are such a good heel that no matter what you do, I hate you. So anybody who's across from you, I want them to win because I hate you.
So they set this match up last week on the show. And they did a good segment that kind of put together Bully and Jordan about respect and everything. Kylan King calling Bully Ray soft after Macklin does the same. Like, there was, again, they set this up really well so that at least the match made sense. If you were at the tapings, you had no bloody idea why this was happening. But then when you saw what they did to set it up, it made perfect sense. They did it. Post-match, Grace approaches Bully, who's got the Call Your Shot gauntlet trophy. And Bully says, "You want it? Come and get it." And Grace grabs it, and Bully respects her, raises her hand. And I don't know what this means for Bully. Bully and Macklin still have to have some sort of blow off, I assume. Probably Hard to Kill and probably a plunder match. Or you know what? I can't believe I'm about to say it because it's happening at a show I'm going to attend. Macklin and Bully can just blow it off at Final Resolution.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Honestly, I know you're not going to know who to cheer for, but I kind of want Macklin to beat up Bully Ray. But again, I think that speaks to the genius of Bully Ray. You get under my skin. You make everyone who's across from you next to you a star because you're such a jerk. You are such a jerk. You are such a good heel that it could be Alan, I punch people in the dick angels and I'm going to want him to beat you up because you're that good of a heel. So maybe, like you said, find a resolution, you do it then. But even then, I don't think that would be the end of it. I think someone would interfere. I don't know, because Bully Ray has a silver tongue and everyone believes that he changes somehow. Like, I thought the ending was weird, too. Like, you want the cup, take it from me. She beat you up already. I don't understand. Are you doing the Josh Alexander? Watch your back, Jordan. She's going to grace drive you again. Get out of here.
It looks like the stuff with Bully and Jordan's going to move on and be done with. If they do Macklin and Bully at Hard to Kill, they might just do like a Vegas Street Fighter, some gimmick style match for that. I wouldn't hate it. Again, I would rather they blow it off in December and let Macklin do whatever, if he's in Ultimate X or something like that, because they are almost certainly going to do an Ultimate X match at Hard to Kill. If they're going to harken back to one TNA staple, they have to do an Ultimate X match.
I wanted to ask you a question.
Yes.
And I think on air is the best place for it.
Oh, yes.
What about, because my little brother is a avid Impact TNA fan, what about this King of the Mountain tournament or something like that? Or the Bound for Glory tournament where you would win a certain amount of matches and get a certain amount of points? Because I've heard him and a few other TNA faithful, why don't they do this tournament anymore?
Okay, so going to the King of the Mountain match, you can do that. That's normally more of a Slammiversary type of thing. And that match takes a little bit more than I think this venue at the Palms in Vegas is going to have. Okay. The Bound for Glory tournament's more, it's a round robin tournament. It's a larger tournament that usually culminates at Bound for Glory. So that's October. That's more of a start it in the fall after Slammiversary and then build to it, and then world title matches are doled out based on that, based on the outcome of the winners.
Do you think we'll have one now that TNA is back, this Bound for Glory?
I don't know. If I'm Scott D'Amore and I'm booking with my team, I keep a few things in the back pocket. I don't spend the first year bringing everything back. Scott said in his interview, I guess we'll call it, with Tom Hannifin, when they announced that TNA is coming back, he basically said everything TNA is on the table except for the six-sided ring. Other than the six, because there was a whole thing about like athlete safety and how nobody wants to bump in that ring because it's a real pain in the ass. Also, like, let's be frank. It was popularized in TNA, the six-sided ring. But Jeff Jarrett ripped it off from AAA. Like, he ripped it off from Mexico.
Jarrett ripping something off? No way.
I know. Jeff went to Mexico, came back, said, "Boss, I have an idea." And next thing you knew, they did a six-sided ring. That's all that it was. And that's fine. That's perfectly understandable. But, like, we have to stop talking about TNA being, like, the six-sided ring innovators. There was some cool shit that went on in there. But at the end of the day, it wasn't, like, the be-all, end-all TNA. It was a popular time. I get it. But a four-sided ring for TNA was fine. That's what they're going to stick with. Everything non-six-sided ring that's in the TNA lore, that's on the table. Bound for Glory series could happen. Reverse Battle Royal, they can bring it back. King of the Mountain, Queen of the Mountain, whatever you want, they're going to bring it back. If people want it, they will consider doing it.
Thank you, Joel Pearl, for your expert opinion. And you can get his expert opinion every month at Fightful.
You ain't going to get it from me. You can get it from FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business. Why not just get to it now? We talked about Kenny King. That release information came from FightfulSelect.com earlier tonight. The best $5 in the business, best $54 in the business. You want to talk about who's going to come out and sign the contract at AEW Full Gear on Saturday night? Oh, we have information as to who it most likely is not over on FightfulSelect.com. And also,
we have, give y'all a hint. It's not Crest the Star.
It's not. And it's not Joel Pearl either. And I can also tell you who is not the devil as well over at FightfulSelect.com. I'll give you a hint. It's not Joey Janela. It might be Joey Janela. He could be. He said he might be.
It could be you. You're the biggest heel in the business.
Could be Steve Maclin. But probably not. We have information as to who isn't the devil over on FightfulSelect.com. And of course, all of the AEW Full Gear scoops and coverage this weekend over on FightfulSelect.com. And then we shift to Survivor Series and War Games. That's going to be the following week. We'll have all that information over on FightfulSelect.com. We already dropped our interview with Swerve that happened earlier today. That's for Tier 2 subscribers. But if you want the notes, those are available now over on FightfulSelect.com. There you go. Best $5 in the business, best $54 in your year. There you go.
54.
And if you can do it now, then you can donate a Humper Chat, donate a Super Chat. Any amount, get your question or statement read on the air. Let's go. Non-title Trinity and Sunny Kiss lock up. This was a fun match. I didn't know what to expect, Cresta. I just knew I was going to have some fun. They start off hot. They do the double Hurricane Rana, double drop kick. They do the double kip up, and then they do the double dash shaking spots. It's a good start. What do you think?
What did he say? The battle of the gluteus gladiators?
Something like that. Matt Raywalt was like, I didn't want to say it, but I'm going to say it. And he went off. And, yeah. Good stuff. Trinity's Bubba Bomb into the roll through pin gets the win. I got to get a name for that stupid move because it's a Bubba Bomb. But that's what Bubba Ray Dudley used to do. That was his finish. She does it now. And then she rolls him through for the win. What did you think of the match between Sunny and Trinity?
I can make this joke. This match was sponsored by a bakery because there's a whole lot of cake. Lord have mercy, this match was so good. Okay, jokes aside, there was so much athleticism in this match. And I think that seeing people do cartwheels, back handsprings, if the other person isn't as athletic, sometimes it can seem like one person is doing a little gimmicky stuff. But Sunny was matching her split for split, butt bomb for butt bomb, spin move for move, spin. It was great. I did enjoy Sunny Kiss's makeup. Her makeup was really cute. Not Sunny Kiss grabbing her after she, I think she goes up for like the, I forgot what it's called, but he grabbed her by her legs and swung her around like he was Claudio Castagnoli. I died because he just threw her at, I'm sorry, she just threw her after that. I was screaming. I'm like, Sunny girl, why would you do that? Also, I got to say the spinning leg moonsault from Trinity and then the corkscrew neck driver from Trinity onto Sunny Kiss. Sunny Kiss, she was selling. Both these girls were selling tonight. And what a good match for both of them. I am very happy Sunny Kiss is in AEW. She is fantastic. I can't wait to see what she does in the Knockouts division. And Trinity just looks amazing. Amazing.
So worth noting, Sunny did say she's not signed to Impact Wrestling. It's appearance by appearance, but that's okay. That Mickey James was on a similar deal and she stuck around for months at a time. So Sunny could easily be sticking around as well. It just comes down to when she's available. Yeah. The match itself, yeah, a lot of fun. That step over handspring boot to the stomach that Sunny did over Trinity while Trinity's laid against the second rope, that looked rough. That looked like it hurt. It wasn't a bad move. It just looked painful. But at the end of the day, it's a good match. Go out of your way to watch it. It's not too long. And Trinity gets the win as you would expect. Mm-hmm.
I also don't feel like I mean this with the utmost respect. I actually don't feel so bad Sunny Kiss working stiff with Trinity, because Trinity has, she's fought Deonna Purrazzo three times. And Deonna Purrazzo is a tough, tall order. So like I said, Sunny Kiss working stiff on Trinity, this super chat says exactly what I'm thinking.
Trinity and Sunny had great chemistry, a standout match from Dobby the Brain Heenan. Absolutely agreed. And it was something that I didn't really know how it would go. Sunny Kiss didn't get a lot of standout matches in AEW, especially great. Towards the end of her run. I've seen Sunny a handful of times on the indies here in Toronto. She's very popular at Greektown Wrestling. I have had a chance to speak with her a couple of times. And again, always had some very pleasant interactions. And in the ring, she's good. You know, yeah. She's never been to me. She's never been like, oh my God, the most amazing wrestler ever. But every time I see her, I see something better. And that is a newer wrestler learning their trade. So Impact is a good landing spot for now. And if she wants to make her way back elsewhere, then that'll be her decision.
With Sunny Kiss, I see a lot of her. Reminds me of Trinity back in WWE, how in AEW she would do certain things, certain moves, only like a certain set. Now seeing Sunny Kiss in AEW, in Impact Wrestling, seeing her like this match tonight, maybe like, oh, okay. It reminded me kind of low-key, if I'm not mistaken, she was in Lucha Underground, because I feel like I saw her there.
Sunny was, yeah. She was a Concrete Rose.
Yeah. So I'm like, honestly, truly, I love this. And I agree with you. Impact Wrestling is a great place to hone your craft. Even if it's on, do I want to be weird? Do I want to be super serious? It's a great place because you're going to learn. they're going to make you work.
And one thing that I appreciated was that commentary spends a lot of time discussing how, you know, how gender fluidity and intergender wrestling is welcome and appreciated and celebrated in TNA and Impact. You know, Sunny is Sunny. I don't need to tell you, you know, how Sunny identifies. That's entirely up to her. But the fact is, Sunny is going for the Knockouts World Championship.
Period.
You had a match with Kylan King teaming up with Steve Maclin against Bully Ray and Jordan Grace. And they were not just tagging men for men and women for women. Everyone fought everyone. That's been an Impact staple. So it's worth noting.
That's the indies. That's literally the indies. There's a lot of intergender matches. And honestly, truly, this is just my opinion. I think that there is enough prestige on a lot of titles in Impact that it doesn't matter how you identify, it's gonna be worth it. If Bessa Blanchard could win the world title, I don't want to hear nothing about nothing else. There's so much prestige, especially on the Knockouts title. At first, I was upset that Jordan Grace was like, I'm going to go for a Knockout. I was like, take the world title. I want that. But in hindsight, looking back at it, there's so much respect on the Knockouts women channel. Why would I go for the Impact world title when I could go for the Knockouts title? And that's real. That is super real.
There's a world where Sunny Kiss could win the Knockouts World Championship and the press would have a good time with it. In a positive way, they'd have a good time with it. No, they would probably have a lot of really fun and cool things to say about it, because it's a different approach.
Yeah,
winning a title.
Wrestling is so much fun. It's for everybody, and you're worried about the wrong stuff.
Motor City Machine Guns are in the back, and they cut a little promo about their match of Final Resolution. I found it interesting that Shelley has never faced Zack Sabre Jr. That gets me a little more invested in this match, more than I already was. Of course, Josh Alexander and Alex Shelley have a bit of a history going back to Bound for Glory and even before them, but they recently just had a match for the Impact World Championship. And of course, Chris Sabin is Chris Sabin, reminding us that Motor City Machine Guns are the best of this generation. A little something just to get both the X Division and World Champions on the show and get them psyched up for that Final Resolution match.
My only note is, who is Will Ospreay?
Yes. When Shelly called him Will Ospreay, I was like, you what?
Who that?
Nobody wanted to retake it. Shelly was just probably like, all right.
I don't even like the guy.
Had a banger match. I don't care anymore. IPWF is airing in 2 weeks. Cresta, we spoke earlier, and I was under the impression that it was going to be a Thanksgiving thing, because viewership isn't going to be high next week. It's Thanksgiving in the US of A, where I am not, but you are. I don't know why IPWF is going to be in 2 weeks. We will not be here. That's November 30th. I don't know what airs next week. I know that they taped one more match for Impact when they were in Chicago, and that involved the infamous TNA turkey suits. So that's probably going to air. I don't know what else it's going to be. It could be a clip show. It could be more UK footage, but we'll kind of make a judgment call based on the outcome of what they announce and whether or not we'll be here next week. We might be off for 2 weeks. We might only be off in 2 weeks for just the 1 week, but they got some weird tapings coming up, because then they go to Mexico, they tape, they air, might get 2 weeks out of it, might only get 1 week out of it. They do Final Resolution. There are no TV tapings in Toronto after Final Resolution, so for all I know, they might tape a few extra matches. I think the rest of December, Cresta is going to be dominated by year-end awards, best of clips, getting us through the end of the year, and then I don't know what the hell they have in store for the 2 weeks leading into Hard to Kill.
Go home and love your family. Happy holidays. I mean, I get it. I get it. And especially you're about to rebrand to TNA. So take as much time as you need. So this way, when you come out swinging. You're a different girl. You got your BBL over the winter. So now it's summer and you got a different body.
Well, I'll be in Vegas for Hard to Kill. So I got that going for me. I did book my travel. I need to book my hotel next.
No BBL, Joel?
No. I don't know where I'm staying, but I will be staying close enough to the venue, and hopefully I'll be seeing some of y'all over in Vegas over that weekend. Let's talk about this main event. Let's talk about Will Ospreay taking on Josh Alexander. Ricardo the Turkey Slayer, that's perfect, sent a super chat saying, my only complaint is that Ospreay goes over. No one knows his status, and for that, he could have put over Josh Alexander. Also, hi, you two beautiful people. Well, hello to you, Ricardo. Thank you very much for the super chat. I hear what you're saying. So Will Ospreay defeats Josh Alexander in a humper of a match. We're going to get into it. Afterwards, Impact posted on their socials, and this was something that, you know, when they taped it, I heard about too. Will Ospreay has been basically carrying the flag for TNA since he was announced to be, you know, coming in for a few shots. He said after the match that Josh Alexander would be perfect for the New Japan G1. It could happen. And then he also mentioned that he needs to wrestle in a TNA ring. It could happen. Will Ospreay is a free agent in February. And I think it's perfectly okay that Will Ospreay, who has been a, you want to talk about generational talent. Will Ospreay has been a top level talent, especially this year going into a contract year, that I'd probably be pulling out all the stops to make him very, 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 very happy, because TNA is gonna do their best to at least make an offer. Probably won't get him, but again, you and I just talked about it, Cresta. You work TNA, you're working twice, maybe three times a month, and then you're free for literally anything else based on your interests and aspirations.
I have been saying this, and I know y'all going to hate me for bringing up CM Punk on an Impact show, but I've been saying this since CM Punk got released. Seeing the impact and the amount of eyes that Trinity brought to the product, I would love, it's a fever dream. I've got Kalaria. I would love for Will Ospreay to join Impact, because yes, I get to cover it, but also it'll get other potential buyers to want to buy the show, so it could be on TV, so it could be more accessible, so it could be a viable third option. I think there's, Impact has so much to offer, and I know people are upset about what happened before, but that was the past. Stop living in the past. Imagine living in the past. I could not. Like, come on now. Like, I think this would be so great, because people, maybe networks would be like, I don't worry about no Impact. Wait a minute. Y'all got Will Ospreay, and y'all got Trinity, and y'all could get so-and-so, and y'all can get so-and-so. Some people who may be thinking of leaving AEW or WWE, I'm like, I don't know if I want to go. And now have like a legit option. And I think Impact is fantastic. It's a legit option now. They just don't got WWE money. That's a little tax. Those are the tax about it. Imagine if they could. So if you want to wrestle in Impact, do it, bro. Do it. You won't mate.
And I see in the chat, you know, who's going to buy out Ospreay's contract in New Japan. You don't need to, because in February, which is only a few months away, nobody needs to buy anything out. He's a free agent. He's free to do whatever he wants. He can re-sign with New Japan Pro Wrestling and continue working with companies like TNA and AEW. He can go to AEW, become exclusive to them. And even then, he could work indies depending on his deal. If he does TNA, we just touched on that, and there are benefits to joining TNA, especially if you are TNA and you're looking to expand your footprint and expand your visibility. Everyone you mentioned, and even, I hate to admit, CM Punk would do the same.
Yes. Yes. I know people don't want to hear that. But, oh, I'm a solid Triple H. I want what's best for business, baby. And I want Impact to thrive. I'm so happy that I got this job. So happy to be able to watch Impact religiously. Even if I wasn't working here at this point, I don't think I wouldn't watch Impact. Impact is so good. So my thought process is, what is going to be the best for everyone to get more eyes on the product? I would love more people to know about Deonna Purrazzo, about Jordynne Grace, about Jonathan Gresham, Speedball, Josh Alexander. I want people to know the whole Impact roster. And again, if you are someone who may not be at the top of the card somewhere else, but makes, you know, WWE, AEW money, I would love for you to go to Impact and tear it up. You know what I mean? And it'll get more eyes on the product. Come on, knock it off. I want everyone to win.
Reminder, folks, we're getting down the home stretch. Get in your humper chats. Get in your super chats. This match was great. I love Josh Alexander spending his time opening up, trying to ground Ospreay, get him with the sharpshooter, the ankle lock, working over Ospreay's ankle, getting him on the mat. It was really good stuff. The crowd, this was fantastic. At one point, the crowd starts chanting, Ospreay, Ospreay, Ospreay. Oi, oi, oi. And then Ospreay has to turn to the crowd and yell, on English. And I'm just pissing my pants. That's good stuff. This was a really, really evenly and well-paced match. They didn't go berserk like usually you see in Ospreay New Japan, you know, main event matches. They really slowed it down in the middle, which I appreciated. They do the chops and the slaps. They work the crowd. They're into it. Like, it just works. And then by the end of it, they go absolutely ham crazy. Hidden blades, Stormbreakers, anything you want. The reversal into a pile driver from Josh Alexander. There's some really, really great stuff. Impact, as they do, when they know they have a great match on their hands, they upload it in full to their channel immediately after they go off the air. They did it with the Gresham and Shelley match last week. They did it again tonight. So you can watch this match on the YouTube channel for free after you're done talking about it with us. Ospreay gets the win. Tell me what you thought.
I say positive things and negative affirmations. So everything I'm saying is positive. What a stonker. Ooh, this match shitted all over this. Oh, this match was so good. I had to stop taking notes. At one point, Will Ospreay is slapping the meat off of Alexander's chest, and Alexander takes his arms and put it behind the thing like a sailor. Hit me again. It was such a good match. Will Ospreay broke his ankle. Josh Alexander broke Will Ospreay's neck. This match was so good. The reversal from the Stormbreaker into a C4 pout. Bro, who does that? What a go. There was one time where I think Ospreay goes up on Alexander's neck and he doesn't really catch him, and these two men make it work. Ospreay is able to leverage himself. Alexander catches him and then does, I think, a tiger driver. Bro, Impact never ceases to amaze me. Yes, you could get murdered, but it's also a really safe place to work. I don't know how that works, but that's the second time I've seen something like that. Like Brian Cage, the first time I was watching Impact, I've said this before a million times. Somebody was diving and that person almost ate shit to the outside rail. Brian Cage caught him. You can't say, I got you. All right. And then slammed this man. It's the safest place you'll ever work, but you might get murdered.
It is hilarious because this is a company that works hard, but some reason everyone's safe. I do like, I just love that Ospreay is getting his ankle worked through. There's, again, you pick a body part, you work on it. It was the same thing last week with Gresham and Shelley. They did it again this week, but they did it a little differently because these two are so different from a technical masterpiece. These two just went at it. There were so many different variations on styles here, because Speedball and Ospreay was exactly what you expected it would be. And then they did Eddie Edwards and Ospreay, and that was a completely different beast from the speedball match, because Edwards kind of like did his Eddie Edwards thing, but also did some of his old school, you know, Japan stuff from Noah. And then they had, again, I'll go back, Gresham and Shelley, which was last week's main event. And again, on the same vein, they had a really, really, really technical main event. And then this week's main event gives you another Ospreay match that has some high flying, but because Alexander is who he is, he grounds Ospreay for the bulk of the match and focuses on a body part. Ospreay knows how to do a ground game, but he also knows how to turn it up. And when he turns it up, he turns it into an aerial assault. There was just a lot of really good in the rope storytelling. I can understand why people are a little annoyed with either Ospreay always winning on this run or the fact that we're doing matches for match sake. Impact is basically, for the next few weeks, it's going to be your favorite super indie. So just get ready for that. I've said this once, so I said it again. It's just until Hard to Kill, it's going to be your favorite super indie. There will be amazing matches and the stakes will be meaningless. There will little things will be announced here and there through backstage segments that they will have filmed. But other than that, you're just in for some great matches.
Honestly, please go out of your way to watch this Impact. If you don't mind just good wrestling, this match, the intergender match, the Trinity match, and let me turn my page right quick. The Lucha Rules match, too good, too sweet even. I will say it's quite funny to see someone like Will Ospreay's legs, like, I'm giving up, boys. I can't do the springboard. I don't care. Two tall men. This was such a good match. I cannot put this match over enough. Also, I understand the frustration of putting Ospreay over, but I would be doing a Will Ospreay apology tour right now. I would be. I'm like, hey, you want to listen? You say you want to work in TNA. I got my foot half in the door. I'm like an old flame. I'm your childhood crush. What up, baby? I love you, girl. Go love you, girl. So I understand. I understand. And I think that if Will Ospreay comes to Impact Wrestling, this will not be the first Josh Alexander versus Will Ospreay match. And, oh God!
And there are still other people for him to work. I want to see Ospreay and Gresham. I want to see Ospreay and Shelley.
Speedball. Yes. I want to see Kushida. Because I don't watch New Japan. So some of these things, if I'm saying it already happened, I'll be that. I low-key even want to say Moose and Will Ospreay. Because how do you deal with annoying Moose?
There's room for that. Again, this is why it's interesting when new talent comes in. And it's something I appreciate with Impact, with TNA, is that when they bring in different talent, it opens up the door for different matchups and different styles. And that's good. That's the stuff that I like. That's us. That's Impact Wrestling for November 16th, 2023. Crest of Star, what do you have going on?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, next week is Thanksgiving, so I will not be online. Mondays, normally I'm on Twitch and TikTok, and same thing with Wednesdays, but I will be offline. I'm going to be doing real life family things. Go hug your family, touch some grass, or your chosen family, whatever you choose to do. But I'll be here Thursday, probably, unless my mom puts me in a chokehold and then I have to go spend time with my family. Then you got Canadian Joel Pearl by yourself. Tomorrow, there is no Collision post show for me, Iridian, and Rick on Saturday. Tomorrow it'll be myself, Kate, Iridian, Alexis, who is a boy. Because I was going to say a four-woman power trip, but Alexis is a whole man, Your Honor. So we will be doing the SmackDown Collision show tomorrow. And Sean Ross Sapp will be doing the Full Gear show on Saturday. Next week, we'll be back on Collision. If that was too much, the bottom over here, Crest of the Star on Twitter. There's a link to you in my bio. Joel Pearl, where can they find you?
Tomorrow and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I am over in the weeds over on Fightful Overbooked. Go join that right now. Friday morning, so that's if you're listening live, then you'll get it. If not, then on In the Weeds, we're going to have MLW's Ricky Shane Page at 10 a.m. talking about Fightland, his upcoming ladder match, and a whole lot more. Putting phones away for indie shows. We're going to talk about that and a whole lot more with RSP tomorrow morning on In the Weeds. Other than that, like I said, Fightful Overbooks where you find me. If I'm not on this channel here on YouTube.com/Fightful, on your way out, go ahead, leave a thumbs up and subscribe to this channel and subscribe to Overbooked and subscribe to Fightful Select. If you already have, do it again. Get a higher tier or steal a credit card and go under that name. Do whatever you need to do.
Make a fake YouTube account and like this 18,000 times.
Well, no, but I want them to subscribe to Fightful Select, the best $5 in the business with a fake credit card. So just go ahead and do that.
And subscribe 18,000 times.
Well, yeah, do that. And then I can get paid very well. And we go into the winter real happy. Okay. We'll be back next week. Maybe. I don't know. We're going to find out once they announce what they're going to do next week on Impact. Until then, I am at Joel Pearl, J-O-E-L-P-E-R-L. Ladies, gentlemen, friends beyond the binary, we will see you when we see you, I guess. Cheers.
Happy holidays.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.